This year, we've decided that we're going to co-theme each of our home T20 matches. And to get it all off in great style, we decided that we were going to theme our opening game on the 2nd, which is Hampshire versus Kent. We're going to theme it as an Armed Forces Day. So there's a whole host of stuff that we're doing to celebrate that fact, not least of which is a double header. So actually, before Hampshire play Kent in the evening, the Armed Forces cricket team are going to play the Hampshire second team on the main ground here at the Aegeus Bowl as a warm-up to the Hampshire match coming later on. So we're really excited about it.
Can you explain, for those who maybe not know, what a T20 Blast match is?
So cricket is effectively in three formats. There's the kind of long version of it, which 5 days or 4 days, the sort of the purest form of the game, Test Match Cricket, Championship Cricket. There's a 50-over format of the game, which lasts about a day, 7 hours worth. And about 13, 14 years ago, we introduced this whole concept called T20 cricket, which is a real short, sharp version of the game. Lasts for about 3 hours, loads of sixes, loads of fours. It's where all the big crowds come and see, all the young people come in to watch T20 cricket. It's gone off like a storm. It's fantastic.
Is this the first time that you're doing a military-themed event?
It absolutely is. We've had a little bit of a relationship with some people before, where the Marines came here quite a few years ago and did a few bits. But no, this is the first time we've gone for a fully blown Armed Forces themed day. And you know, we feel it's really appropriate that we do that. We're based just outside Southampton. We're literally just up the road from Portsmouth and all of the naval bases there. Obviously, we're not far away from Salisbury Plain and all of the activities there. Aldershot's not too far away. We've got Odeon up the road, so we're right in the middle of a real kind of hotbed of military activity. And it's, I think it's really important that we recognise that we embrace that, and that we kind of create events that celebrate and link to all of that.
So on the actual day, you've got the cricket matches, but is there going to be stuff happening off the pitch as well?
Yes, absolutely. We've delighted that the Military Wives Choir, the Winchester branch of that, are going to be here performing. HMS Collingwood's marching band are going to be here too. Recruitment teams from the Navy, from the Army and the RAF. We've got Stormer Tank coming along. We've got engagement trailers from the Navy and from the RAF. So there's a load of things going on around, and still one or two other bits that we're still working on. It's all looking really exciting, and it would be a great day out.
It sounds like it. So who can actually go?
Everybody. I mean, it's general public, but we have got a special offer for service personnel. They want to come along to this game. It's just £10 for an adult and £1 for a child, and it would be fantastic to see as many people coming along to support the Armed Forces game against our second 11 first, but then the overall day.
And where can people go for more details?
Best place is to go to our website, which is aegeusbowl.com, A-G-E-A-S. Just follow the route there through to cricket and to our pages, and there's loads of information on there about how to get hold of tickets and what's on.